Meanwhile, Washington says it is concerned over Hezbollah's growing popularity and political influence in Lebanon. A State Department official said the U.S. hoped that Lebanon's next government would be willing to work with Washington on, quote, areas of mutual interest. The official also expressed concern about the efforts of Hezbollah's political allies that, quote, provided with top cover and a veneer of legitimacy. Hezbollah and its political allies irked Israel and its backers by winning more than half of the seats at Lebanon's parliament in the May elections. In October, the U.S. imposed new sanctions targeting individuals and international organizations that do business with Hezbollah. We're going to be discussing this story with Mr. David Yahubian. He's a professor of history at CSU San Bernardino. He was joining us via Skype out of San Bernardino. Professor, it's good to have you with us. Tell me, how do you react to how the U.S. actually has reacted to the future cabinet or the future government in Lebanon?
Well, just to parse that statement that was part of your introduction backwards, first of all, to start, Hezbollah does not need a veneer of legitimacy, to quote the statement, because it is legitimate. Unlike American occupation in the region, its policies in the region, and the policies of the apartheid state of Israel that it continues to support. In terms of then the concern about Hezbollah's allies, basically this is criticizing the Sunni MPs as well as, I believe, the Lebanese president and prime minister for working very effectively, I think now finally, within the boundaries of their confessional political system to come up with what seems to be a workable outcome for the application of the ministerial posts. And so essentially what this State Department official is saying is that the cooperation of different elements of the Lebanese political system and society is problematic because it, in their words, gives some veneer of legitimacy to Hezbollah. Hezbollah is legitimate, and this is a very positive sign that the Lebanese political system can work within its own context and structures rather than turning into what the United States and Israel would hope for, and that is a new bout of sectarian war and conflict. The United States, in terms of, let's take it now from the top of that statement, the areas of mutual interest, it pretty much seems that the interest of the United States is in supporting the Lebanese army, which it has sold since 2006, since the defeat of Israeli forces by Hezbollah forces that you mentioned in your intro. Since 2006, the United States has sold $1.5 billion of arms to the Lebanese army in an attempt to offset the power of Hezbollah. And this, once again, is the continuation of American games of attempting to divide and rule while flooding the region with arms, which will potentially lead to conflict and the deaths of civilians and fellow human beings, and raking in profits from these arms sales. So I guess you could say I will remain strongly critical of the State Department statement that was made regarding what I consider to be very positive developments in Lebanon today.
Mr. Yahubian, in plain terms, what would you say a Lebanese government that works more closely with Hezbollah would mean both for the regional relations as well as Lebanon's relations with America?
Well, I believe in terms of taking it first, in terms of regional relations, Hezbollah provides the stability and the strength to enable a Lebanese nation to exist in a sovereign form while maintaining its borders and its rights. In other words, Hezbollah can bring stability to Lebanon. This should be appreciated and favored by nations in the region, although, as I mentioned, of course, this is the thing that Israel fears most, a strong Lebanese government that is able internally to deal with whatever internal problems and challenges are faced by the Lebanese people and can also deal with external threats and issues that thus far, let's say really since the civil war and through the civil war, Lebanon has not been able to achieve. This could potentially, a stable Lebanon can be, and a stable Syria as well, as we're moving towards in that direction, can be a harbinger of a new stability in the region, something that we haven't seen, again, due to repeated American wars, invasions, occupations, proxy attacks on sovereign nations in its chaos strategy to destabilize the region, to just further extend its hegemony in the region and that of Israel. So the global community wins, and the United States and the Zionists lose should Lebanon gather force internally, which would, of course, bring the members of the current political system and all elements together closer with Hezbollah, which already has been and remains a legitimate participating member of the Lebanese government. But this will even extend its role further. And I believe that for those that truly seek peace and stability in the region, this can only be seen as a positive.
Very well. That's Mr. David Yehoubian, professor of history at CSU San Bernardino via Skype. Thank you very much, sir.